Good morning, everyone. Thank you so much for coming out today to listen to my talk. My name is Rosemary. I'm from Uganda, but I'm finishing up my master's at Iowa State University, and I'm working under the supervision and guidance of Dr. Andrew Lenson. And today, I'm going to. This morning, I'm going to be talking to you about the nutritional composition of pulse legume leaves and the impact of leaf removal on grain yield. So kind of an overview, I'll be talking in summary about the plants that I used in this study, a brief introduction, and then the objectives of why we did this. We'll look into some leaf review to see what has been done before, materials and methods, what we found, and conclusions. So we had cowpea in this study. I don't know if many of you are familiar with cowpea, but I had three cowpeas. One of them is a top crop or purple hull pink eye cowpea. As you can see, it has pink eyes. And then down here is California black-eyed pea, or which I'm going to be referring to as CF46 for the rest of the presentation. So cowpea is known to be stress tolerant, and it's used for fodder as well as being a vegetable in a number of countries, and it's common in our warm and hot regions such as Africa, Asia, and some places in Central and South America. And West Africa is number one in cowpea domestication as well as diversity. And Nigeria is number one. And then from that, India is second. Then I had soybean. We know soybean, and being from Iowa, it's one of the leading crops there. It's a leading seed oil. It's a leading oil seed crop in the U.S., producing about 90% annually. And the other crop I had is lablab. This is a food crop in Africa as well as Asia. It has edible leaves in addition to pods and grain, and it is also used as a forage. It's used as green manure, and it's used as a herbal medicine as well as other pharmaceutical uses. The crop is quite prolific. It can survive in areas with low soil fertility. However, it's not frost tolerant, and growing it in Iowa, we had a number of challenges because the frost came early, and we were not able to get any grain on it in the 2 years that we did the study. And the cultivar that I used for my research was lablab cultivar Rongai, which is originally from Kenya, but they're doing so much work on it in Australia, where it's used for fodder as well as green manure. So oftentimes when we talk about pulse legumes, we think in terms of grain. Grain is the main thing we're interested in. It's one of the leading things. But they're also important for nutrition. As we all know, they're a great source of protein. And in many developing countries, they're also a huge source of income, not only for men, but also for women, since they can be usually grown on marginal areas and stuff like that. And there's potential for utilization of leaves from these plants. It's not just about grain. So although we know grain as a primary, we can take on leaf removal or leaf utilization as vegetables or forage as a secondary role of these legumes to supplement high carbohydrate diets that are well known in developing countries. Like I mentioned, younger tender leaves are consumed even in Uganda, where I come from. We do utilize some of the leaves from legumes as vegetables. I mentioned Nigeria is one of the leading producers of cowpea, and Nigeria and Botswana are also known for having long vine cowpeas and utilizing the leaves on these cowpeas. And in Botswana, leaves are utilized throughout the growing season of the crops. But there is not so much information on how this affects yield at the end of the season, although they do it. So farmers are quite uncertain about how much to harvest from the plants and how often to harvest these leaves from the plants. We need more information on how to guide them to utilize these leaves. So we found that harvesting leaves can have either positive or negative results. Some studies indicate that you can see yield increase with leaf harvesting from the legumes. However, others indicate that when you harvest leaves from the plants, you could see yield decline because of that. So how the plant responds may depend on a number of factors. One of them is the reproductive stage or the vegetative stage when you harvest these leaves. And it's often recommended that you harvest leaves at a vegetative stage because during reproductive stages, assimilates are being taken from the leaves and other parts of the plant to fill up the pods. So it's always better to take up a vegetative stage for leaf removal or leaf harvesting. I'm sorry, I'm saying leaf removal, leaf harvesting, defoliation. It's all kind of the same thing. Also the vegetative stage when you take these leaves, are you taking at a V1? Are you taking at a V6? For my study, we took at a V6. So you may want a stage which is later in the vegetative stages, so that the plant is not struggling. Like right here, these are quite young. You don't want to do it then when the plant is still developing and having more leaves on it. And then it also depends on cultivar. Different cultivars may respond differently to leaf harvesting. And also how many leaves you take off the plant. Studies indicate taking off 100, taking off 50 or 30 could lead to different results on how the plant responds to leaf harvesting. So we set objectives and we wanted to know what are the nutritional composition of these leaves. There's not so much out there on the nutrition in these leaves and how much we can actually obtain if we utilize them as vegetables or forage. And then we also wanted to know how will this affect yield at the end of the season. So we did our research in Ames, Iowa. In 2013, we had these crops here. We had iron and clay, which is a cowpea. We had lablab and soybean. And then in 2014, the study was done in Boone, which is also still in Iowa. And I had CF46 top crop, lablab and soybean. The experiment was entirely rain-fed. We did residual weed management by hand-hoeing, hand-pulling, and we applied glyphosate on just the soybeans. And then we went in every week to stage the plants and collect data on that. And at V4 and V6, we did stand counts. And then at vegetative stage 6, we went and harvested leaves from the plants. We harvested 2, 4, and 6 leaves, which corresponds to 33, 66, and 99%. And we were harvesting from top going down. And that right there is V6, right before R1, before the plants start to flower. And then we dried the leaves, as you can see right there. We harvested them in paper bags. We oven air dried them, and then we ground them and took the samples to the lab to analyze what nutrients are in there. We also harvested above ground biomass later in the season. And we also looked at grain yield. We went and harvested 1 meter of row from the plots to see how these different plots that we had subjected to 2, 4, and 6 leaf defoliation, how they were doing in terms of yield. And we also looked at the seed oil and protein using near-infrared spectroscopy to determine how much there is in the grain that we harvested. And then we analyzed the data using SAS. So for some of the results, it's two-year study. So I have a summary of some of the things that I thought would be interesting to share today. And for 2013, we did not find leaf harvesting to have any impact on grain yield. As you can see here, where we harvested zero, where we didn't harvest anything, that is 0%. Where we harvested 2 and 6 leaves, we are not seeing any significant differences. So that's a good thing. That means there's potential here. We can go ahead and utilize leaves and maybe not see any impact on those factors. However, in 2014, you can see here that there are differences where we had no leafing, where we had 2 leaves harvested, and where we had 66 and 99% defoliation. Also, you see that the number of seeds per meter is also different, and the seed weight is also different. And here is a regression kind of to echo back on what I just showed in that table. You see here that grain yield is kind of going down with percentage of leafing. And then this is the seed weight, like I mentioned. You see here where we didn't harvest any leaves, where we harvested 2 leaves, where we harvested 4 and 6.
That's combining both years.
No, this is 2014. Yep, 2014. It's just for this. And then in 2014, I also talked about nutrition in the leaves. And this is what we find. This is some of what we found. The table was really huge. I didn't want to make you bothered with that. So I left a couple of things that I thought would be interesting. And as you can see, this is how much there is in these leaves. And the crops are quite significant. As you can see, they're quite significantly different. You see down here that magnesium or calcium and iron and zinc, they are not the same in the leaves of the plants. So for micronutrients like iron and zinc that we know are quite lacking in a number of communities, there is some that we can actually obtain from these legume leaves. Here's a regression of iron. And in conclusion, we're saying that there's a number of nutrients that we can utilize from these leaves. I'm going back to that slide because someone is taking a picture. And then, we found that utilization of these leaves is a potential for human as well as ruminant nutrition. And these micronutrients such as iron and zinc, and the leaves are an excellent source of food protein for livestock. So there is need for more study to see how much we could find, but since we are agronomists, this is as far as we went, but there is so much we can still do. These are the references, and big thanks to my my major professor, my lab mates and grad students and technicians, and thank you so much for listening.
There's one question.
I'm just curious, did you observe any effects on time to maturity between the defoliated plants versus the non-defoliated plants? That would have an effect on probably how much we already get at the end.
So the question is, did we see any differences in the time to maturity where we harvested leaves and where we did not? No, we did not. At the end of the day, they all reached maturity at the same time. And actually, when you went in there, it was at times hard to realize where you had harvested leaves and where you had not. The plants had compensated for what we took away. So thank you for the question.
Thank you very much. Mm-hmm.